DW. Here in Wajir town, in the northeast part of Kenya, residents are grabbing everything they can to make noise. They are hitting buckets with sticks, machetes, and stones to chase away swarms of desert locusts. The locusts are firmly clinging onto any green foliage in sight in all the trees, bushes, and vegetables growing in the fields. Every plant seems like it's made up of locusts. Food stored in granaries has also not been spared as the locusts made their way inside. People are even imitating hyenas, all this in a bid to scare away the swarms of millions of locusts which are devouring pasture, land and their harvest, such as sorghum, wheat and maize, among others. Adan Mohammed, a local police officer, orders his team members to stop shooting at the locusts. In this small town of around 30,000 people, locust numbers are now in the millions. He tells his team to pop a tear gas canister with the hopes that the locusts will finally disperse. However, the result is... The residents start choking, crying and sneezing while the locusts continue to munch away at the fields. Mohammed said that when the locusts came in from neighboring Somalia, invading their farms via the Wajir forest, from afar, it looked like the forest was burning.
The locusts invaded us near Tula Tula village. Here in the town of Wajir, everyone thought that the forest was burning. We took our motorbikes and cars and rushed to the area. Almost everyone left the town. When we got there, we saw the locusts devouring trees.
That is when they picked up sticks and tins, anything that could make noise, and tried to chase away the swarm of about 40 to 50 million invading locusts. There are so many of them that they have darkened the sky. The hundreds of millions of locusts can eat tens of millions of tons of food each day. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization told reporters in the Kenyan capital Nairobi that a desert locust adult can consume roughly its own weight in fresh food per day, that is about 2 grams every day. There are as many as 80 million locusts in each square kilometer of swarm. Even a small swarm eats the same amount of food in one day as about 35,000 people. Locusts have already invaded almost a quarter of Kenya's counties. Their presence is devastating for the farmers, nomadic pastoralists, and those who had livestock in any affected area. Ahmed Baliu, who started his life as a nomadic pastoralist, solely depends on his livestock such as goats and camels. He says green pasture in the area disappeared within minutes after the locusts invaded.
Millions of locusts have invaded and destroyed large kilometers of land, of grazing land. Residents have tried their best. They have applied all local available mechanisms.
According to the UN, locusts have been able to thrive in East Africa due to climate change. 2019 was a year of extremes and climate anomalies for East Africa, bringing unusual cyclonic activity. 8 cyclones, the biggest number in a single year since 1976. The UN says these cyclones brought about abundant rains in East Africa that created favorable conditions for the locusts to breed. The billions of locusts then migrated to Kenya in swarms. The locusts traveled to Africa from Yemen, invading Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Somalia, decimating pasture and affecting livelihoods of hundreds of thousands of nomadic pastoralists. The UN warned the locusts will most likely head to South Sudan and Uganda next, in a region still recovering from a devastating drought and deadly floods in 2019. This could lead to a major food security problem. Guled Atan from the African Trade Bloc Intergovernmental Authority on Development DW. Based in Nairobi said,
if this is not controlled, in a month, those eggs will hatch and the crops of what we call the long rain season will be lost. And we will have a major food insecurity problem in the region if it is not dealt before the start of the next season.
South Sudan and Uganda have both released a public notice warning of the invading locusts. The authorities have asked the public to stock up on food as a precautionary measure and assure their citizens that they plan to stop the locust swarms at the border by using aerial spray pesticides. Kenya has vowed to try and stop the locusts at the borders using the same methods. Kenya currently has 5 aircraft spraying pesticides on swarms and 4 others conducting surveillance, said Stephen Joker, director of the Desert Locust Control Organization for Eastern Africa, which is based in Nairobi. He added, the chemicals didn't pose a threat to humans and authorities were doing their best to limit damage to other small insects, pollinators, and pasture land. However, locals have reported insufficient resources and the inaccessibility of some important breeding areas. Kenyans on social media said they are planning on eating locusts in order to get rid of them. Some communities in Kenya treat locusts as a delicacy. However, Njoka says that won't be enough.
You cannot finish these insects by eating them. In 1 kilometer square, you could have more than 40, 50 million insects. So it's difficult to harvest them. And even if you harvested them, how many of them would you really need or be able to take? So it's a challenge.
The species are notoriously difficult to control as they often occur in remote areas and can move up to 150 kilometers or 90 miles in one day. Desert locusts can live for up to 5 months, depending on the weather and local conditions. According to the FAO, eggs can hatch in about 2 weeks, with locusts maturing to adulthood in 2 to 4 months on average. If nothing is done to stop them, their numbers could grow 500 times by June, the UN warned. Andrew Wasike, DW, Nairobi and Wajir, Kenya.
DW.